The Mariinsky Palace. The Mariinsky Palace was built for Maria, the eldest daughter of Nicholas I, by the architect Andrei Steckenschneider. Maria was Nicholas I's favorite child. He didn't want her to leave Russia, so the emperor arranged Maria's marriage to Maximilian, Duke of Luxembourg, who was glad to abandon his family home and accept his service to the Russian Empire. The marriage was subject to severe gossip and was considered unequal because of the Duke's lineage. Maximilian was the son of Eugène de Beauharnais, Napoleon's stepson, and thus not of royal blood. In the Russian court, he attained the title of His Imperial Highness and was appointed as president of the Royal Academy of Arts. It has to be said that Maria Nikolaevna possessed an obstinate and willful temper. Even as her husband was still alive, she allowed a love affair to break out between her and Count Grigory Stroganov. Maximilian was also famed for his numerous amorous stories. When he died, Maria undertook an audacious act and secretly married Count Stroganov. Unequal and morganatic, the marriage was kept in strict secrecy out of fear of the emperor's rage. If it were revealed, the outcome would be threatening. Maria would be sent to a nunnery and Stroganov to fulfill low military service. It was only after her father's death when the Grand Duchess revealed the secret to her mother. Alexandra Fyodorovna was horrified upon learning the news and kept saying that the marriage was the second devastating event in her life after the death of her beloved husband. It is interesting that after the monument to Nicholas I was constructed on the St. Isaac Square, a rumor started that the Tsar's favorite daughter was offended by the posterior view, i.e. the view of the backside, of the statue, as seen from the windows of her palace. It was even said that Maria Nikolaevna left the palace exclaiming, "In his life, my father never turned his back on me." But this is only a legend. The Grand Duchess is known to have spent the rest of her life in her residence. Maria's sons inherited the Mariinsky Palace and sold it to the state for 3 million rubles. The building was shortly taken over by the state council and the Winter Garden Hall became the meeting hall. The palace has seen many dramatic events. For example, on April 2, 1902, Dmitry Sipyagin, the Minister of the Interior, was mortally wounded by a terrorist in the palatial vestibule. Currently, the palace is occupied by the Legislative Assembly of St. Petersburg. The two flags on the roof remind us of the building's administrative functions. The tricolor of Russia and the red flag featuring St. Petersburg's coat of arms. The two crossed anchors on the flag of St. Petersburg, the river anchor and the sea anchor, reflect the fact that the city has both river and sea ports. The scepter and the crown attest to the fact that the city was formerly the capital of the Russian Empire for over two centuries. In front of Mariinsky Palace is the Blue Bridge over the Moika River, one of the most remarkable bridges in St. Petersburg. It often remains unnoticed by visitors, which is not surprising since it was constructed to form a continuation of St. Isaac's Square. The Blue Bridge is the widest bridge in the city. It features exactly 97.3 meters in breadth, although there is a strong but erroneous belief that the bridge is 99.9 meters wide, and other figures between 95 and 100 meters are also named. This variation is due to the multiple facts of reconstruction when the bridge was widened. Today, the Blue Bridge is different from its earliest versions. In the 18th century, It used to be a narrow wooden drawbridge, painted bright blue, and hence its name. In the past, all wooden bridge railings were painted to prolong their service. There were four bridges of different colors built over the Moika. The blue, red, green, and yellow bridges. With the exception of the yellow bridge, all of them preserved their original colors. At the descent of the bridge, a granite tide gauge or Neptune scale with a trident was placed. It displays records of the highest flooding that have ever happened in St. Petersburg.